This is WCRB in concert with Odyssey Opera. For Joan of Arc, the question of what you would pay for your beliefs was no question at all. Odyssey Opera has devoted an entire season to the incredible story of this figure of both history and myth. Now, a virtually unknown telling of the Joan of Arc story comes to the stage in Tchaikovsky's The Maid of Orleans. Coming up on WCRB in concert. For Tchaikovsky, his grand opera, The Maid of Orleans, was something of a passion project. He worked on it his entire life, and he was convinced that it would be his great masterpiece. It was not. Today, it is hardly performed at all, and works like Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker or his Eugene Onegin are much better known. But as you will hear in this evening's performance by Odyssey Opera, maybe we should give The Maid of Orleans a second chance, because the music is fantastic. Hi, I'm Chris Voss, and this is WCRB in Concert. Every Sunday evening at 7, my colleagues and I take you to the best concert and concert venues our region has to offer. Tchaikovsky's grand opera, The Maid of Orleans, opened Odyssey Opera's 2017-2018 season, a season titled Trial by Fire. All year long, Odyssey will focus on Joan of Arc operas. As themed seasons go, it's kind of unusual, but then again, that is right from Odyssey Opera's playbook. They pride themselves in presenting adventurous and eclectic works that affirm opera as a powerful expression of the human experience. Nevertheless, when I spoke to Odyssey Opera's artistic and general director, Gil Rose, I did ask him, why a season on Joan of Arc operas?
Sometimes it does start from the big idea and then you fill in the pieces, but it usually starts with a piece that you want to do. So this season of Joan of Arc opera started with the idea of two operas. One is Tchaikovsky's Maid of Orleans and one is Verdi's Giovanna d'Arco. So I had always had those operas on my radar, and when I one day thought to put them together, I thought, well, that's interesting. What other Joan of Arc operas are there? And then I went exploring.
Gil Rose chatting with me about his 2017-2018 Odyssey Opera season of Joan of Arc operas, Trial by Fire. You'll hear Odyssey Opera live up to their mission this evening. I want to invite you to follow me on Twitter for great supplementary materials to the music, including the synopsis and a history of Tchaikovsky's Maid of Orleans. I'm at Chris WCRB. The story is based on that of Joan of Arc, a peasant girl who hears the voice of God and takes a vow of virginity in order to divinely lead the armies of France against the invading English forces. In this opera, she is brought down by two men. The knight, Lionel, whom she can't help but fall in love with, breaking her vow to God, and her father, who denounces Joan as a heretic and facilitates her burning at the stake. Kate Aldrich is Joan of Arc this evening, with Kevin Thompson as Thibaut d'Arc, Joan's father, and Yegishim Manukarian as Raymond, Joan's betrothed, here in Act 1 of Tchaikovsky's The Maid of Orleans, with Gil Rose leading the orchestra and chorus of Odyssey Opera, performed in concert at NEC's Jordan Hall, tonight on WCRB.
Thank you. По-прежнему свободна молодая жизнь цветет. Если Богу не угодно час желанный не придет, ах, не
Тьошка полует и речи,
Болют
сердце, то вьет грудь,
Это
ж не от самодвижения
грудь. За нее и жизнь и счастье, Я безропотно
отдарка тебе не
По-прежнему свободна,
Но ночи,
Молодая жизнь светит,
И скука лишена,
Если Богу не
Смиренно,
Я спасаю
все.
Thank you. над бездной, и робко ждут, что вдруг под ним гремящая она развергнется и вспыхнет, погибнет. Погибнет он и в том залог, и гвоздь непобедимый Салисбюри.
Вражеская сила лишь на нас отсюду окружила. Отряд наш Калиан успешил.
Сбросили, чисто солис мюри.
И слава Богу, он выстрелом убит из Алеана.
Душе ее открыто.
verschlut, Junasche Muse, ist starze bis Silnie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Joan of Arc, with the voices of angels driving her on, leaves her humble friends and family to lead the armies of France to victory over the English. As Act One of Tchaikovsky's The Maid of Orleans comes to a close in performance at NEC's Jordan Hall with Odyssey Opera, led by artistic director Gil Rose, here on WCRB in concert. Kate Aldrich was Joan of Arc. We also heard Kevin Thompson as her father, and Yegishu Manukarian as Raymond, Joan's betrothed. This evening kicked off Odyssey Opera's season of Joan of Arc-inspired performances, a season appropriately titled Trial by Fire, both because it fits the subject matter, but also because it suits Odyssey Opera's mission to focus almost exclusively on underrepresented masterpieces. I got a chance to talk with Gil Rose, the artistic and general director of Odyssey Opera, and ask him why he chooses to focus on unknown works. He answered, well, why wouldn't you?
How can we let our culture become so monochromatic when we have so much beauty and theater and drama available to us by, you know, at the hand of master composers and writers and artists? Why would we limit ourselves?
Gil Rose in conversation with yours truly. For that full interview and more information about Odyssey Opera, visit classicalwcrb.org or give me a follow on Twitter. I'm at ChrisWCRB. More of this fabulous performance with Gil Rose and Odyssey Opera right after this.